Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy with a few flurries possible and a low of 22. The driver accused of running into the back of a Racine police lieutenant's car yesterday afternoon is facing felony charges. The accident happened as Lieutenant L. Days was driving home in his personal car. Although Days said the force of the accident caused his head to slam into the steering wheel and pushed his car into the rear of the one in front of his, he was able to chase after the offending vehicle, which drove away from the scene but stopped a short distance away. A passenger then ran from the vehicle, but the driver remained inside, along with a four-year-old child. According to court documents, Days, who is the department's public information officer, suffered a concussion along with soreness to his neck and shoulder. The driver of the SUV, 37-year-old Philandric Williams of Racine, has been charged with operating while intoxicated, causing injury with a minor child in the vehicle, and second-degree recklessly endangering safety. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for next Wednesday. Counterfeit $100 bills are showing up in Wisconsin, including in Racine. The Adams County Sheriff's Department posted a warning on their Facebook page about the bills, which have "for motion picture use only" printed on the back. The Racine Police Department says a few of the bills have also turned up in this area. They're urging vigilance when receiving a large denomination bill, noting a simple swipe with a counterfeit indicator could prevent fraud. Members of the Racine Interfaith Coalition will hold a prayer vigil Sunday for the latest victim of a violent death in the community. 41-year-old Michael Hardy was found deceased in his apartment in the 3200 block of Indiana Street on the city's far southwest side. How he died has not been revealed by police as they continue to seek who did it. The prayer vigil, led by the Reverend Tony Larson of the Unitarian Universalist Church, will take place at 5 p.m. Sunday outside the apartment complex south of Durand Avenue. The public is invited to participate. The public will have a chance to provide input to officials from the Racine area next Monday night on issues that could translate into federal funding under the Promise Zone initiative announced by President Obama a few years ago. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
With tight local budgets, any and all available outside funding is an advantage. Monday night from about 6 to 8 p.m. at Gateway Technical College on Racine's lakefront, such leaders as Mayor John Dickert, Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, Gateway President Brian Albrecht, and State Representative Corey Mason want to hear from citizens. It's another attempt to join the Promise Zone program, the proposal from Racine to focus in on much of the city, but also a section of the Mount Pleasant community immediately south. Monday night's meeting going to take place in the Huron Room of the Racine Building. That entrance is off Lake Avenue. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The gas station, convenience store, restaurant, and car wash proposed by Welcome Brothers Development at the southeast corner of Spring Street and Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant will need another rezoning approval from the Village Board on the heels of the initial okay for the project several weeks ago. Development Director Logan Martin told Plan Commission members this week that the land use amendment covered all 15 needed parcels, but the earlier rezoning only dealt with 12. Martin said a public hearing on February 6th for the other three is because of the primary election a week later.
So our normal public hearing would be February 16th, but we have the election that day, the primary. So we've shifted the public hearing back to February 9th. So that'll be coming to get that second rezone piece done.
The development will be similar to the Welcome's previous gas station, store, restaurant site on Washington Avenue east of Oaks Road. The developers purchased a number of properties at Spring and 31 for the project. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is joining fellow congressional Democrats in calling for action on a series of bills that target college affordability.
It is my hope that our colleagues on the other side of the aisle will join us in confronting the student debt crisis and supporting these common sense reforms that not only make higher education more affordable, but can help give more Americans a fair shot at pursuing their dreams.
The bill includes a program aimed at providing 2 years of tuition-free community college to Americans and allowing borrowers to refinance student loan debt. Wisconsinites are paying some of the highest state and local taxes in the country, according to the Tax Foundation. The group's annual study on state and local tax burdens for fiscal year 2012 shows the Badger State fourth highest among the 50 states for taxes as a percentage of state income. That year, Americans paid 9.9% of their income to state and local governments, while it was 11% in Wisconsin. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.